It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coob is a Swedish lawn game with a major following here in Wisconsin. Eau Claire is known as the Coob capital of North America, and it's where the national championships are held every summer.
A new documentary film puts a spotlight on Eau Claire's Coob culture and the big tournament.
Nationals is the pinnacle of American Coob.
Kind of like the Holy Grail, it's the biggest tournament in the U.S.
This is the Lambeau Field of Coob. It is literally like the U.S. homeland of Coob. People are like, it's a pilgrimage for them. They're like, I want to come to Eau Claire. I want to play, you know, against the best in the Coob capital.
Kings of Coob is having its premiere run in Eau Claire this week.
Wisconsin Today producer Rochelle Wilson recently caught up with the filmmakers B.J. Hollers and Steve Dayton. They join us from WPR studio in Eau Claire.
BJ, let's start with you. Coob is not super well known around the country, but it almost seems like a household name in Eau Claire. When did you catch Coob fever?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think shortly after I moved to town about a decade ago, I remember being at a concert in the park and someone was trying to give me this wooden stick looking thing and told me to throw it at a block looking thing. And I was very, very leery about the whole situation. This was not something I was familiar with. Of course, I was pretty bad at it from the start. But over time, it kind of hooks you in. You start to understand what this appeal is and been playing ever since.
And Steve, what inspired you to tell this particular story about Eau Claire and this silly little lawn game, as a lot of players lovingly call it?
You know, I was at a kids' school event and I met Eric Anderson and he told me about it. And every time I drove past the tournament when it was going on, I was like, what is going on over there? Why am I not taking a look and seeing there's so many people, something exciting's going over there. I should just check it out.
So, BJ, we talked about Eric Anderson. We actually spoke with him a couple years ago on the show. He is the founder of the Coob Championship, the National Coob Championship that takes place in Eau Claire and is quite the character in this story. Someone at the beginning of the documentary says that Eau Claire is like the Lambeau Field of Coob. What makes Eau Claire such a hub for this sport?
Well, I think the short answer is Eric Anderson. He was the person who brought this sport over from Sweden to America, and over the past 20 years has just found a way to make this stick into our community's lifeblood, you know? And so as we watch it ripple out to Minnesota and as far as California, Texas, Colorado, there are now clubs all over the country. So much of the credit goes to Eric Anderson, who kind of put down roots for the game right here in Eau Claire.
Well, Steve, let's meet our kings, some of those people who have caught Coob fever and they're playing at a high level. We've already talked a little bit about Eric Anderson, founder of the championship. You also talked to Greg Jochimsen, a long-running champion from Eau Claire, a couple players from Minnesota. How did you decide which players to spotlight for the film?
You know, we went in kind of just talking to the Coob community and seeing what they had to say, and Greg's name came up time and time again. And you look into him, he was the 2022 world champion 1v1 and the 6v6, and he's won the U.S. Coob championship multiple times. And right away everybody's like, I don't know if Greg's going to want to talk to you guys, because he likes to keep his game close to the vest. And over time we just got to know him, and he's an amazing person and just fun to follow.
Well, and we also meet his wife, who is a really big cheerleader. What kind of role do those cheerleaders play in the film for people like Greg?
It's so important just to have support, and it is a community. So they're all just getting together. They're all cheering. They're all talking about it nonstop. And they're at the weekly Coob League, you know, they're all just together. And so it's not just the Coob players. It's the people around it, too.
And BJ, we also meet John Ellingson, who runs that Eau Claire Coob League, and he's really big on teaching it. Just his energy is so infectious. Did you hop in and learn any new Coob techniques as part of the filmmaking process?
Well, you know, we like to stay behind the camera, but no, it's impossible not to learn a thing or two. And just hearing the way they talk about it, oh, we got a short porch. Oh, there's this whole lingo involved, you know, and I'm starting to kind of understand the language. Oh my gosh, it's just so embarrassing to play around a lot of these folks, because they are such high-level athletes, truly athletes. And here we are just like trying to keep the baton within the 8-meter pitch, you know, and it's just so funny to miss like 8 kings in a row and they'll just hit them all down. No problem, you know, every single time. So we learned, but I think we also learned to let the pros be the pros and try to film them doing what they do best.
And speaking of that, Steve, throughout the film, there's this really satisfying sound when a player successfully hits a cube on the field with their baton.
When cube came into my life, I wasn't looking for a game or a sport or anything. But there's something about it. It's that sound of wood on wood. It's like baseball, the crack of the bat, famous.
How did you approach capturing some of these simple pleasures of the game while you were filming and that athleticism that BJ was talking about?
I mean, that's the first thing that you feel when you go out and watch Coop is just the sound and the noise that it makes. It's like you said, it's very satisfying. And so we tried to capture the essence of it. And that was somewhat even me going over to the soccer field by myself and throwing batons at cubes and just getting that individual sound just so that I could use a more fuller sound when I'm editing it.
And the turf, too. There's like someone in the film who I think his brother was the one who like rolled out this, you know, he resodded his lawn basically so that they could have a more regulation kind of like playing field in their backyard. This passion really comes through. What were some of the other, I don't know, just like techniques and little things that you grabbed onto as you were making this film?
There's a whole theory. People are blocking wind. People are standing in different positions. People are looking away from when other people are throwing because they don't want to get that into their heads. So there's just a mental game that goes behind all this.
I mean, just the statistics alone. I mean, there's someone featured in the film, Scott Taylor, who has these incredible spreadsheets that kind of show precisely who won, what game, when, by how much. I mean, it is incredible how what should be a very simple lawn game, as they say, has become this whole infrastructure-filled, for lack of a better word, I mean, like sports industry, you know, people really want to be the best and it's competition is fierce and everyone's trying to look for a leg up.
BJ, I really loved the story of Trevor Bailey. He's a skilled coup player from Minnesota. And at one point he talks about coming upon these hard times in his personal life and he turns to Coop to find community and talks about his, you know, fellow players as my Coop therapist. I just thought we saw so many examples of this, what I would call positive masculinity, where people are crying, hugging, forging these emotional bonds. Why do you think Coop creates this kind of camaraderie?
I think part of it is there's this very clear demarcation line where it's about competition, but it's about community more, you know, and so you're not going to go out there and see like a bunch of officials. People aren't going to be fighting about throws for the most part. I mean, they're there to have a good time. Everyone calls the national championship their family reunion. And I think that really speaks to the culture of that. And that's a credit to Eric Anderson and every player who comes out who decides, yeah, we want to win, but we also want to continue to grow this community first and foremost.
We're talking about Kings of Coop, a new documentary about a Swedish lawn game that has become a championship sport in Eau Claire. We're joined by the filmmakers, Steve Dayton and BJ Hollers. Steve, back to you. There's a section of the film dedicated to the Queens of Coop. I was wondering when they might show up. These are the women who play. And I was kind of almost surprised to see that it is a bit of a male-dominated sport at the, you know, kind of professional competitive level. Do you think the game is becoming more open to women?
Honestly, I think it's always been open to women. I just think that, generally speaking, men take it to a different level, is that there are some very competitive females, and I think they'll continue to grow throughout time. Yeah.
I was talking to Eric Anderson recently, and he said that 40% of the teams that play in the national championship have at least one female included on the team. So I think it's certainly growing and growing. I think it's also growing in competitiveness. I mean, anyone can play Coop. Gender is, I think, pretty much irrelevant. And what's something we kind of were leaning on early in the film, it didn't quite make the final cut, but this idea of, it often seems, this is a generalization, but women are really pretty good at socializing, making friends, connecting. Middle-aged dudes just are not. Speaking as one, you know, unless you're willing to go to a bar and have 15 beers or whatever, like there's just not a lot of opportunities to like get together and connect and have a conversation. And nothing wrong with any other style you want to do, but Coop is a kind of a safe, pretty healthy way to connect with people over a shared sport. And so I think that's been something kind of fun to watch as well.
BJ, one thing that struck me while watching was how Coop seems to create this generational bridge between parents and their kids. You talked about it as kind of a family reunion, but sometimes it was literally family playing together on a team. What was it like for these Coop kids who grew up with the game?
I mean, they are next level. And it's probably not surprising that some of these kids who grew up in the game went on to win national championships. There's proof of two of those families in the film itself. On the first year we started filming, we actually saw a 103-year-old woman throw out the first baton to start a game. It was incredible. We met a 10-day-old and a 103-year-old in the same tournament. And it was just so cool. And that's, I think, the beauty of Coop. Coop people like to say that it unites people and creates peace on Earth, which sounds a little ludicrous, but I can tell you, with a completely straight face, there is something to that. I don't know kind of how to explain it, but it's different than other sports because it's, again, someone's going to win, someone's going to lose, but everyone's going to smile, shake hands, give each other a hug by the end of it, and look forward to the next round on the pitch.
And Steve, as I understand it, you're a parent too. What did making this film get you thinking about that relationship that you saw? You know, people playing Coob with their aging fathers, or parents playing Coob with their little kids, and now they're teenagers, and now they're off to college. What did that bring up for you?
It just made me think that I really do have to appreciate the time that I have with my kids. And John Omen plays with his two sons. And after talking to him and seeing what he has been able to build with them, I joined Eau Claire Coob League that year and played with my family. Now, we did not have the success that John had, but we were able to bond and kind of had some hard conversations and some fun conversations on that pitch.
BJ, there's this push and pull in the movie, and I'm even hearing it in your answers now. You've got people getting super competitive about Coob. They're taking it so seriously and practicing and, you know, working up for the tournament, having these big emotional reactions to wins and losses. But then a lot of people, the same people, are saying, hey, at the end of the day, it's a fun lawn game. Anyone can play it. Where do you land on that game versus sports question? And did making this movie change your perspective at all?
That's another great question. I mean, Steve and I always kind of try to figure out what is the line. I think, you know, some say it's a game. I think for a player like me, it's a game. For a player more like Steve, and certainly people in the film, it's a sport. But we like to say it's a lifestyle. And I think at the end of the day, it really is a lifestyle. I mean, there are some people in the film who've traveled 27,000 miles last year to go to all these tournaments and to play pretty much everywhere on the planet. And that's literally circumnavigating the entire globe plus 3,000 miles just playing Coop, you know. And I think that just really showcases this is a life. And it seems in some ways kind of silly that you would dedicate so much time and money and emphasis to throw in some wood at some other pieces of wood. But again, there is so much that happens beyond the pitch. And that's really what this film is all about. It's not just who won the tournament. It's about following four people and four teams throughout their years and their lives and figuring out how what they learned on the pitch can translate to life beyond the pitch.
Yeah, it's littered with just great lessons. Is everybody misses. Sometimes you fail, but you should take stuff serious. You should pick yourself up and try again and just be a good person overall.
Yeah, Steve, I was going to ask you too. You know, you're someone who came into this knowing a little bit about Coob, playing it. But now, on the other side of making this movie, what would you say is the biggest thing, you know, about your perspective that changed?
I think the biggest thing that changed about my perspective is quality time together, is to put the phones away and just get out there and be with the people you love and do something active and make memories, because that's what we have to do.
And BJ, I'm hearing so much of this community and this bonding and all of these things that happen with Coob. What do you think gives Coob the secret sauce, right? Because you could just theoretically be doing this with softball or soccer, but Coob seems to kind of have a special thing behind it. Do you have any insight into what that might be? What makes Coob give it that extra spark?
You know, for me, I think it's just that inclusiveness. You know, it does not take a ton of skill. It does not take a ton of training. It is a very simple motion that you're doing. You don't have to, in some ways the rules can feel a little complicated the first time you play, but you know, if you think about football, if you think about basketball, I mean, there's so much that goes into these sorts of things. And that's not to say there isn't strategy in Coob. There is very much a strategy in Coob. Just wait until you see the film. But at the same time, like, it's accessible to anyone. As long as you can physically throw a baton, you're in the game, you know, and I think that's what makes it fun for people. If you're a 103-year-old, you're in the game. If you're a 10-day-old with a little help from your parent, you're in the game too.
Well, Steve, whet our appetite a little. I'm guessing people are very curious where they can catch this movie. You've got a premiere coming up. Where can people see Kings of Coob?
So April 30th here in Eau Claire at the Pablo Center, 7 p.m. will be our big premiere that night. And then after that, we're doing a week of shows at Mycon Theater in Eau Claire. We have our Minnesota premiere May 13th in Shakopee, Minnesota, and La Crosse, Wisconsin, May 22nd.
And then, BJ, as we wrap up, what are you hoping people take away from this film?
You know, I just hope people are willing to go into the theater and maybe not know what they're expecting and come away with it feeling like I now am seeing this community and this sport and these people who are my neighbors and friends in a way I've never seen them before. Again, I think people see Eric Anderson around town and like, oh, that's the Coop guy. And that is true. But there's a lot more to Eric Anderson than that's the Coop guy, you know, and that is true for all the Kings. That is true for all the Queens. That is true for everyone featured in the film. And so I just really hope people will connect with the human side of this sport and see that just like all sports, it's really about the people playing them.
BJ, Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
That was BJ Hollers and Steve Dayton. They're the filmmakers behind a new documentary called Kings of Coob. And they recently spoke with Wisconsin Today producer Rochelle Wilson. Do you play the Swedish lawn game? How does it make you feel? Who do you play Coob with? Email wisconsintoday at wpr.org to tell us about your Coob pitch. That's wisconsintoday at wpr.org.